Good morning. We're going to continue with the halachas of Kiddush, Klal Vav, Hilchos Shabbos, and we finished the Chayadim, but we still have a few points that the Chayadim does not touch upon. We wanted to clarify. The interesting question is: does one need to say Bracha Achrona on the Yayin of Kiddush? A person says Kiddush and they drink a Shir, which is Chayav and Bracha Achrona. A person drinks Revius, is Chayav and Bracha Achrona. Do they need to say Bracha Achrona of Ala Geffen on the Yayin? Or do we say that it's covered by benching? So the Minhag HaOlam, of course, is that it's covered by benching, and the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kiddush and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in Sif Yud says that there's no need to say Baruch HaKhorna on the Yayin. It's covered by the benching that you say at the end of the meal. The benching covers the Yayin, and then he says, take a look at what we said in Siman Kufayin Dalet, which there we say the same thing. There, the Bir Halacha brings that this is actually Machlokas Rishonim, and the Tosfos and the Rabban and the Ran hold that the benching does not cover the Yayin of Kiddush. Benching covers wine which a person drinks during the meal. Since the wine during the meal comes as part of the meal, the benching covers that wine as well. The wine which a person drinks for Kiddush, which is before the meal, and it's not coming to be part of the meal, it's coming to be covered for the meal, or it comes out as part of a Kershal Bracha. It's not really part of the meal, and the benching does not cover it. And so the Bir Halacha grapples with, should we be concerned about the Shita of these Rishonim, that benching does not cover it? So he suggests a few possibilities. In a case where somebody benches on a kais, at the end of the meal, so the person who benches on the kais says an Ala Geffen, so the person should have in mind to be Motzi with the Ala Geffen, not only the person who just drank it, but anybody who drank wine from the Kiddush to a mouth that they have a chiyuv to say Baruch HaKhorna. So the Mekadosh, maybe other people also drank a large amount of wine from the Kiddush, they should have in mind to be Yotze with Ala Geffen at the end of the meal. So that's an Eitzah when a person is mentioning on the Kiddush, is to have that in mind. Second possibility he talks about, even if you hold that benching does not cover the wine of the Kiddush, the halacha is a person incorrectly so benches after drinks wine. Didn't eat a meal, just drank wine, and he benches. So is b'di'evad, does benching cover the Ala Geffen? So the halacha is that it does. This is a Bir Halacha in Siman Reish Ches. The b'di'evad, benching, will cover the bracha of Ala Geffen. So a person mistakenly, instead of saying Ala Geffen, said benching, he would be Yotze. Now over here, the person, of course, is benching correctly because he has to bench for the meal. But if he has explicit intent that his benching should also cover the Yayin, it won't be any worse than that than over there. The person benches on Yayin, he's Yotze. So over here, the person is benching on the meal and also having in mind that he's benching on the Yayin of the Kiddush. That would be a second option. But the third option that the Bir Halacha suggests, which is what he prefers, is the following. The wine during the meal is definitely covered by benching. The wine during the meal, normally when a person drinks wine during the meal, a person has to say a bracha of Brei Pri HaGafen. But if a person says a Brei Pri HaGafen on Kiddush beforehand, and then has wine during the meal, the Brei Pri HaGafen from the Kiddush covers the wine which a person drinks during the meal. So it comes out the Brei Pri HaGafen of the Yayin, of the Kiddush, not only covers the Kiddush, but it also covers the wine during the meal. The wine during the meal is covered by benching. So we draw a line and we connect and say that since the wine during the meal is covered by benching, and the wine that you had before the meal, the Brei Pri HaGafen and the wine you had before the meal, is the bracha rishona for the wine during the meal. So since the wine during the meal is covered by benching, it schleps along, it's gerer with it, the wine from before the meal, which was used to be its bracha rishona. So a person would be margul himself to drink a revius of yain during the meal, or grape juice during the meal, which therefore a person has, the benching is covering that, and the bracha rishona of the yain from the Kiddush, the yain is covering the bracha rishona for that wine during the meal, or grape juice during the meal. The benching will then cover the wine from Kiddush as well. So Mishnah Berurah said that is the best eitzah. Now even this, you should know that some Chachamim do not agree with this thought process of this Gerer. So, in a case where a person is mentioning other kois, you have that option. That's an explicit alegefen, which is being said. That would be the best option. But in a case where a person is not mentioning other kois, and no alegefen is going to be said, a person should use this eitzah of having wine during the meal, and therefore it would be covered as well. Have a good day.